Good day. This is Michael DeRosa, and I want to talk about prayer in light of the upcoming elections. And my text will be 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, which reads, "Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked with godliness and dignity." Now, in the midst of our presidential primaries, this word from the Lord is refreshing because as a verbal sparring, a political jabbing, the one-upness comes about. We, Christian, do not need to live in that type of chaos, and we can model a better way to live. 4. We are instructed to pray, regardless of who that political leader is, regardless of their political party. Whether it is watching political campaigning, or reading about the debates, or even listening to interviews, we are instructed to pray. Choose, therefore, to focus on the message of truth that God is wanting our leaders to act upon, and pray against any stronghold that seeks to block His word to them. Now remember, they will be accountable before God for how they lead us, and we will be accountable for how we pray for them.